Oh, Mark was asleep, and he woke up, and he said, I'm right in what? I'm right in what? Right in what? Right in what? And I said, huh? And he said, Ross said, I'm right in something. And I said, you're right in what? And he said, not right, right in. Now, the question is, does he think there is a difference in pronunciation between write a letter and being ride in something, like ride in, pronounced that way, meaning that you are R-I-G-H-T in something? Who knows?
Said, who cares as long as I have my clothes on? What did you say? Well, I'll try to get that sound. As I had my clothes on.
I have my clothes on the other day and I slept there with.
Then I don't have to put them on again, he said. In other words, what he meant was Ross had just finished saying, did you know that Mark slept with his clothes through the night? And Ross said, who cares? Mark said, who cares as long as I have my clothes on here and here and I slept through the night? And then he said, did you know that I wore my clothes through the night? Right?
One of my clothes, but.
And then he said, tell the tape recorder.
I didn't wear this shirt.
That I. What am I supposed to tell the tape recorder?
I didn't wear this shirt tonight.
But I didn't wear this shirt through the night. What was interesting was the who cares? Ross said, did you know that he had him? In other words, that it was yucky. And Marcy said, who cares? As long as I had my clothes on through the, you know, here and here through the night, then that's neat. In other words, who cares? He was being defiant to Ross's criticism.
I thought Ross's octopus was on my shoe.
Marcy said, I thought Ross's octopus was on my shoe.
I can drive.
Marcy said, it's okay if your car has no engine because your car can. Oh, if your car has an engine. Because your car can drive. It has an engine, yeah. But the other car's engine was broken.
What?
The other car had a broken engine. Ross said he had come without his shoes, and Mark said he could have brang his socks down and his shoes down quick. Which is true. He could have. Ross could have brought his shoes with him. But in fact he didn't. Anyway, nice hypothetical reference in a bad past tense. It's August 1st. I came down to the breakfast table and Marky said, look how much I almost ate. And what he meant, look, I almost ate all my food up. He was pointing to his plate and there was a little bit of, a fair bit of waffle was still left on his plate. But he was proud of himself. He was complaining that he had to put on his shoes. And he said, I hate to put shoes on. And I said, oh, yeah, I'll do them for you. And he said, yeah, and when I walk and come back to the, walk outside the house without socks on and I come back, I have a hurt knee. How do you get a hurt knee, Mark?
Walking
with shoes on without socks. That gives him a hurt knee. Mom, can you figure out why Marky gets a hurt knee when he walks with shoes and no socks? Why does that give him?
I'll get hurt.
He gets a cut.
He gets a cut in the bottom of his foot, huh? Boy, it sounds really rotten.
I get a cut on my ankle.
You do?
I got a cut one time when I did that.
I don't pick weed.
I did got a cut one time when I did that without socks, without boots on. I was just going to take the hose.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, how you doing?
It's a little baby.
Have I seen this baby before?
Yes.
But it was, wasn't she out in a little stroller? That's right.
Yes, I think so, Brian.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
Caitlin.
She'll be 6 months on Sunday.
6 months on Sunday. That's right. Congratulations. She's
almost
away.
A person, Caleb.
Yeah, another month or so.
What
yeah.
a little yeah. fun she has.
Well, she's blinking. Yeah.
And not only that, she's sleepy.
Looking aware.
I don't know
she's
if
quite aware. She was
it's a
she's
he
not
or she.
Marky doesn't know if it's a he or a she.
I remember
it's
thinking three that, well,
are you a he or a she?
Definitely more of a person.
I see. Yeah.
And then passing three and hitting for six and still thinking, well, almost a person. Yeah. When it got to nine, then it was for sure.
That's yeah. right, you know.
How about those guys? Are those people yet?
Well, I would think so. They're little people, of course.
Yeah, they're fair for other people.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll buy you off with some. Buy you
off. I have one for the other old dog.
One are those dog. Better than M&M's?
Yeah,
not really, huh?
What about it?
What's the big difference?
Skittles doesn't have chocolate.
Skittles doesn't have chocolate in it?
Close, right. It?
Oh, I'm going to taste one.
Mm.
It's chewing gum. What is it?
What makes it that
and it really just moisture,
it has chewing gum flavor.
Droplets of moisture per inch of air.
This is really like New Orleans or something. Isn't it? Wait, wait, everybody has to wait. You go, Mark took over.
Little creep. I just okay. took one. I want one. Because Mark had two. Mark got two.
How many have you had, Mark?
Three.
In all. How many have you had in all?
Three.
Three? Okay.
I get one.
That's it, Mark. You're finished. Ross got three and you got three.
You're trying to make it unfair, are you?
What?
Trying to make it unfair, are you? So which do you like better, Skittles or M&M's?
I can't decide.
Mark, you like Skittles better? Why do you like Skittles so much?
Yeah. Oh, they're
have
all
a burst of flavor?
Well, they're all
fruit flavor.
They're all a little different from each other.
They're all different from each other? Like every Skittle has a different taste, yeah.
They're not all chocolate.
I see. Okay, trouble. Trouble ahead.
And they're not all the same taste.
There's a car out to kill some little kids. So why did you buy Skittles? And I said, because you asked me to. And he said, this is a long time to show a pack of this. What does that mean, Mark?
To eat a pack of this Skittles.
It's a long time? I mean, it was a long time ago?
A very long time.
Uh-huh.
But not a long time ago. Like, a long time ago in a galaxy.
Far away?
Yeah, far away. Far, far away in a galaxy.
Oh, I see. A galaxy far, far away.
Right.
Got it.
Not like that.
Right.
You can look away. Wouldn't it be prouded if this was a milk? Wouldn't it be prouded if there was an ocean of milk all over the world, and you could drink milk and water and then do everything when you're in the milk and water.
Or would the fish swim? What would they do? Swim in milk? They drink milk all the time.
I mean, they would swim in milk and swim in water.
What about the cows? What would they do?
They would all swim.
Do cows like milk?
Yeah.
How about cats?
Mm-hmm. And anyone in the world could eat cat food and other people could eat others' other people's food. And what and houses, they would have milk and stuff in them, and you could eat claws.
Uh-huh.
It would be a stupid kind of world.
It would?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would like it if it was like that. And cups, when you want to get the milk or water or something, mm-hmm. you just dip it in, and you get in your gut, and you drink, and then you drink it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you want to have the crackers and stuff, you just come up mm-hmm. from, in from the houses.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff doesn't get open, you know why?
What?
You and I would like if we could go through an invisible window. Everyone could go through an invisible window. And all kind of stupid stuff.
Yeah.
I wish this world was made of that.
Stupid stuff?
Yeah. And when you go in the store,
Dad, what does
this invisible window?
It's a 3D image, Ross.
What does it do?
It makes you see things in 3D. But we can't get it. They sold out. They're gone. You can't get them anymore.
Why?
Sorry. They don't sell them anymore.
Why?
Huh?
Well, they haven't even advertised.
Sorry.
Well, how do we get it?
Can't get it anymore. Can't get them anymore. Darn.
Too bad.
Too bad. Oh, too bad, isn't it?
Well, how do we get one?
Can't
get one. No, I mean, like, borrow it.
We might be able to borrow one from Peter Lucas. Peter Lucas has one.
Could he lend us it?
Sure, I'm sure he could give it to me.
Does he make it very much?
Uh-huh.
Well, then we'll have to borrow it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he won't lend us it for the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear all of it.
You want to hear the recording that we just made?
Yeah, because I'm making
this is the night of August 1st in the evening.
Yeah.
And Marky and Rossi are sitting here and they're supposed to go to bed. Oh, I'm sorry, it's actually August 2nd.
Bebebe.
Okay, time to send the boys to bed.
Mark said, do you think there's blood in you and stuff? I think there's controls in you. Why do you think there's controls in me, Mark?
I feel like I feel, and that I don't know what God is, and I feel like something.
Does that mean that you have controls in you, or?
And I don't know. I don't know what is G.I. Joe.
Okay, does that mean that you have blood in you or do you have controls in you?
I have blood in me.
Well, if you had controls in you, would you be a boy? He shook his head. What would you be?
A person.
What would you be if you had controls in you?
A robot.
Oh.
Ross said he was a... Did anyone ever tell you were a rotten bubba? An ishtanem bubba. He had spilled his milk on his blanket. On his big blanket. And he said to me, did anyone ever tell you you were a rotten dad? Did you really mean it? Did you really mean that I was rotten? You did? You weren't just saying it to be playful?
Well, did you say that to be playful?
Yeah. We shouldn't play so rough, should we? Would you like it to be rolled, honey? Because that's all the breakfast you're going to get. Would
you
like
you can give it more.
Oh, okay. Ross, please eat your roll. Lover's son.
Well, do I have to eat the top?
No.
Good.
Just eat it from the side. Mom, you want another roll?
Her and Mark.
Is that right?
I can't say she with my mouth.
You can't say she with your mouth full, I see.
Yeah, so I have to say
her
gotta go with Mark.
Could you roll?
Thing. Watch TV,
are you real bored when I'm gone?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Now when I'm in math class, that's what I do. Now when I'm in math class, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Was it more boring in the math class? Because you don't get to run in the park?
Well, at the end of the day, you can go out to the playground.
Well, that's good. And you don't have to worry about getting skinned
and then,
up.
And then, who cares? Who cares? Who cares if we're in math class? Who says we can't play with the day camp?
So you get to get away with it?
Yeah.
That's fine.
We can play day camp when they're playing dodgeball.
You can?
All the kids playing against all the grown-ups.
Really? Do they get those grown-ups pretty good?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All the kids are a lot more than all the grown-ups.
And I bet they're mean too, aren't they?
No, last time the kids won, this time the grown-ups won.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. What's going to happen next time, do you think?
We're going win. And then we're going win, and then we're going win, and then we're going win.
You mean you'll win the rest of them?
What?
You're going to win the rest of them?
Yeah.
Would you like to be a grown-up?
No.
It's more fun to be a kid, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do grown-ups have to do?
Everything.
Work hard.
What?
Work hard.
I know.
What else do grown-ups have to do?
I tell you what kids have to do.
Yeah, let's hear.
Don't watch TV.
Hmm. What are some bad things about being a kid?
You can't drive a car.
Yeah, that's one thing. That's the only bad thing? The rest is good?
You can't fix that.
Right.
You can't.
I mean the lamp or the door?
You can't.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to that wire of it.
I can't do it either though.
Why?
It'll electrocute me and I'll die.
Oh.
So that's same for being a kid and an adult. Just tell me the things that are bad for kids and not for big people.
If a kid gets a shock, it'll really hurt.
Okay. Would you eat some of your breakfast, please? Gesundheit. You know what Gesundheit means? You know what Gesundheit means?
What?
Means your health. Health. In what language? In what language? Sorry. You don't have to sneeze. You didn't really have to sneeze. You made that one up. Do you know what language Gesundheit is?
What?
German. Do you know any German?
What?
Do you know any German? Would you like me to teach you German? It's the easiest language. Can you know you say water in German?
Yeah.
Wasser.
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 You mean like, oh, I know how I remember that.
Okay.
Faucet.
Faucet, Wasser. Yeah, Wasser, it's like faucet. Do you know how you say man in German?
Who?
Mann.
Mann.
No, Mann is a man.
Oh.
Ist ein Mann. Okay, he is a man.
I get. Okay, I get.
Say a little different.
A man has money. So then I say
Mann.
Money.
Right.
Get it?
What about the word for glass? Glass. It's the easiest.
Well, that's really easy.
That's really easy. Glass. Okay. You want to say give in German? Say gib. And you say give me a glass. Say gib mir ein Glas. Gib mir ein Glas. Ein means one. Gib mir ein Glas. That's German. Would you like to learn German?
Gib mir ein Glas.
It's a lot easier. And you know how you say it? Do you know how you say it in Hungarian? Gib mir ein Glas Milch. Gib mir ein Glas Milch. Give me a glass milk. Gib mir ein Glas Milch. Isn't that funny? It's, you know how you say it in Hungarian? Legend Siva said, Pohara, leave that out in that down. It's a lot harder, isn't it? When gib mir ein Glas Milch. So which is easier to learn?
German,
right? A lot easier. We could teach you a little bit of German. Oh, is that Mom doing?
Okay.
Now, today Ross in the car, we were driving along and Ross said, Mom, would you be mad if, or what would you think if Daddy went out with another, went out with another girlfriend? And I said, well, and he said, would you be mad? Or what would you think? And I said, well, if Daddy went out with another woman with a romantic notion in mind, I guess I would be jealous. But Daddy doesn't do that. Daddy goes out with women a lot for work purposes, and I don't get mad. Besides, I trust Daddy. And he said, don't you wonder why I asked? And I said, yeah, I do wonder why you asked. And he said, because today, you know, when I opened the garage door for you, you know that man? I thought that that was your boyfriend, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have to explain that the tree, Camelon tree man, had come out today, and we'd wandered about the lawn and the bushes, looking at looking at poison ivy. Actually, I was trying to eradicate for my husband.
Right.
We'd been wandering about, and then it had begun to rain. And
well, it does look pretty suspicious.
I don't know. Playing in the stream. Well, anyway, we were standing by the garage door when I asked. Well, Ross had come out in the rain and had stood. He really got wet.
He saw you.
Anyway, he saw us sort of huddled by the garage, actually trying to stay out of the rain.
Yeah.
And I asked him to open the garage door. Yeah.
I can see his point.